hold on to your butts. It's time for a new episode of Destroy All Culture, a sonic death ray from Dimension X that sounds exactly like a weekly podcast hosted by Adam P. Nave and Aiden Morgan. Exposure to Destroy All Culture is 100% fatal, so we put it on the internet. Now listen and die. Lethal effects may take up to 75 years. And here we are with episode 116 of Destroy All Culture with Aiden Morgan and me, Adam P. Nave. And I've done it backwards again.
You did it backwards again.
Damn it, as soon as it left my mouth, I was just like, no, that's wrong, stop it!
Too bad it's recorded now. You can't go back in time and change it.
That's right, there's no way to ever do that. Right.
if only we could, like, just stop this recording and redo it. But it's too late now.
It is too late now, and that just feels like way too much work for something that I usually get wrong. I mean, you know, it's not as if this is news for anyone. So, let's see, everything started to come back this week.
Yeah, like an amnesiac slowly regaining her memories, we are indeed back in the fall television season.
Whether we like it or not.
There's nothing we can do about it now. Like our botched introduction, it's too late to stop this train.
Yes. So I'm trying to think. Let's see. Flash came back.
Flash came back.
Now, I'm not sure. It's funny. I was watching the episode, and I was realizing that it was making me very happy.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure if it was making me happy because of all the weird fan nerd bait that it had.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was in that odd position of, like, knowing there was lots of fan nerd bait, but not always being sure what the fan nerd bait was.
Right. So what did you think of it? I'm really curious what it felt like without that.
As someone outside of fan nerd baitdom, I really enjoyed this episode.
Okay.
I'd grown a little weary of the Flash, and I kind of signed off halfway through last season. I was kind of done. But I thought, I'll give it another shot, and I'll probably get caught up in the summary. And lo and behold, I did. Although there are some things maybe I want to go back and watch. I love that they bring in Nora. I mean, it's having your infant child suddenly show up as an adult is just...
Well, you're not even born yet, child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not even born yet, child.
Right.
I mean, that's... That's a fresh new take on an old trope, of having children grow up ridiculously quickly in baby land.
Well, I mean, it's funny because, and that's the thing. It's like, first of all, I gotta say that I'm a little wary just because last season started off with we're bringing back all the fun in this show. Don't worry, we're not gonna be grim and depressing.
Right.
And then throughout the season, it slowly slid back to that.
Yeah, which is why it's kind of stopped. Yeah.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like I kind of don't want to celebrate it being all like light and happy again yet. Because I'm like, but can you hold it on for a couple episodes this time?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go all in on this season.
Okay.
I think partly because the Nora's character is kind of delightful. She is a proverbial 10 pounds of sugar, 10 pounds of sugar in a 5 pound bag. There's a saltier version of that phrase, but that's I don't know who the actor is, but she really nailed the character.
Jessica Parker Kennedy. She was in Black Sails.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. And I think she was like a kid actor in something else, but
okay.
I remember her being on Black Sails. Like she was one of the main people there.
Yeah, I thought I recognized her from somewhere. Yeah.
You know. As far as the nerd bait stuff goes, just because we kind of have to talk about it, the Nora character herself is kind of fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because she technically doesn't really exist in the comics at all.
Oh, okay.
And yet she really does across, like, 3 or 4 different ways, which is what's fascinating to me.
Oh, now this is fascinating.
What you have to understand, to start this weird discussion, is that in the comics, Iris is secretly from, like, the 30th century.
Oh.
And then she gets killed, and then, like, Barry ends up killed. The Reverse Flash goes on trial and ends up going to the 30th century with her, because you find out, like, she's actually still alive and she's from the future.
where they have a set of twins, Don and Dawn,
right,
who
I
get
knew
known
that.
as the Tornado Twins.
Yes.
And then Don and Dawn each have a kid.
Oh.
One of those kids is Impulse, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Who's, you know, if you watch Young Justice, you'll have met him. And the other kid eventually is Jenny, who becomes known as XS and joins Legion of Superheroes.
Ah, okay. And so here we they've combined a few things.
Yeah, I mean, you had to, because once you remove the Iris is secretly from, like, the future, which you have to just undo. You have to just ignore that for the TV show. Because it made no sense then.
Right.
Once you undo that, it's like, well, now we have free reign to do whatever, and doing away with the twins makes sense, because you don't want to have two kids back from the past, but you don't want to ignore one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier just to remove one. And frankly, in the comics, Dawn and Don never really got much play anyway. Like, they were just... they happened, and, like, there have been a few stories here and there. But again, like, Jenny was a regular in Legion for a while, and you know, Bart, his Impulse, was all over the DC Universe,
mm-hmm.
and comes back and lives in the present.
Hmm.
I think it was a good choice to do XS instead.
Yeah.
But again, their characterization is somewhere between Jenny and Bart, which is also interesting.
Hmm.
So, okay. You know, it's one of those funny things. Like, actually, I think Shui...
yes.
As, like, the replacement for Cool comes directly from the Young Justice cartoon.
Oh, my
God. Where they sort of invented it for Impulse.
Okay. Because I was trying to
Whereas
figure out...
Whereas Greif... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure... Because I was like... I was thinking, I've heard that somewhere before, but I couldn't figure out where I'd heard that.
Yeah, you know, Young Justice. Oh, I was like, God. That's the thing you pick? Greif, of course, has been a Legion of Superheroes, been of slying for decades.
Okay.
And yeah. It shows up, of course, in Supergirl with the Legion and all this. It's one of those weird DC hallmarks, whenever you have someone from, well, usually from, like, the far enough future that they're in the Legion, you end up with characters saying Greif, and that's how you know, or, like, aliens say it a lot, in general.
Mm-hmm.
But especially once they've been to the future, Greif is a thing. Now, of course, this, you know, Jenny mentions Lightning Lad, who's from the Legion.
Right.
And so I don't know if they're saying that there's a different Legion? Like, does she travel to the future to join the Legion? Because there's one in Supergirl, different Earths. You know, or my pet theory is that at some point we'll have a crisis and merge all the futures.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Legion that we keep seeing is actually... They know that they can go back to either, any of the Earths, but they exist kind of at a focal point.
Right.
I don't know if they're ever going to even bother with any of that. But again, like, nerd bait-wise, it was just like, okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
Unpacking all of that. I've always liked the little XS symbol, which they stole from the Legion.
Oh, okay.
Because it's kind of a lightning bolt, but it's also like a shooting star. Because, you know, in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it says here she was in Smallville as well, which is kind of amusing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was in Triple A Plastique in a few episodes.
Okay, fair enough. God, they move. Why would you? Okay, never mind. Such a weird character to move over. But also, I had the cheap thrill of we finally have the ring costume.
Yes. Yeah, I'd always been kind of waiting for that to show up, and here.
Right. I mean, they showed it to us with Thawne has it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, early on, and I was like, oh, okay, they're gonna do it. No, they didn't do it then. The new costume, you know, which is way more comic-y without the chin strap and all that, it's going to take a little bit of getting used to. Right now, it makes his head look really, weirdly big.
I got to admit, I actually really like that costume.
I love the costume. I mean, it's way closer to the comics. It's way more of a one-piece thing, not like a jacket and pants.
Yeah.
I love the costume. Just the mask is making his head look funny.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so used to that profile with the chin strap.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mask comes out like an inch.
Yeah.
And so with the chin strap, it kind of balances his whole face.
Yeah,
without it just kind of makes his head look big. Right. And I'll get over that in, like, an episode, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
But just the thrill of the... Also the, you know, Cisco's whole, did I build that? Like, no, it's Raymond Choi, who is a character from the comics. He's the second Adam.
Okay, I was going to ask about
So
that.
it's just a fun little tease of like eventually there'll be a second Adam. You know, or at least Raymond Choi will be there somewhere in the future.
Right.
So again, there's a lot of fun nerd bait, you know. And like I said, it did color my perception just because I do love the Legion stuff, and I love it's one of those Flash things of like I've always loved the Flash family concept. There's all these speedsters and they all these weird connections, they're all slightly different. I do wonder though, with the whole like, oh, there's gonna be this crisis and Barry's gonna disappear for 25 years and it's gonna happen, you know, in a while, not yet, type of thing.
Right.
But I feel like they're gonna deal with it this season and head it off at the pass because you can't really do crisis on TV show without. I mean, you can do it without affecting the movie, but it feels like it's too big, and it necessitates getting rid of Barry.
Right,
In general.
which you could, I don't think you could do on this show.
Right, like I don't think they could just turn the show into just it's XS.
Although I
And
do
she
love,
becomes the new Flash.
right. Although I do love the fact that she does the intro and outro for this episode.
Yes. I also like the fact that they've proven now that the yellow boots can work. The next Flash costume, I have a feeling, will go there finally. I don't know why, I just always like the yellow boots. They kind of highlight the feet better, if that makes sense.
it makes sense.
But here's just a random theory for you. Knowing that oh, what's the actor's name? The guy who plays Kid Flash is completely leaving all the shows.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of gone. I think he'll be like maybe in an episode of Legends, and maybe he's like gonna show up in a few more Flash episodes. But like he's gone. He's not gonna make the full season, and he's pretty much quit. Makes me feel like we're going to avoid this crisis and the whole Barry death thing by having Kid Flash sacrifice himself.
Okay.
'Cause it let them write him off.
That's
Because otherwise, if they don't kill him, like, I mean, maybe he's doing the whole Red Arrow thing over an Arrow where it's like, well, maybe he'll be back later. We don't want to, you know. That's just whenever we need him, we'll just be like, oh, he's busy doing this other thing. He's with the Legends. And then over at Legends, they'll be like, oh, he's off doing this thing. Because he's a Flash. He can do whatever. So maybe. But, yeah, we'll see. I just feel like if they need to kill off a speedster this year, it's him.
This
I did appreciate Drunk Cisco.
drunk Cisco is good. Cisco coming up with a nickname Gridlock when the character's already called Gridlock was a great moment.
Yeah.
That was he says, of course, Gridlock. I am Fortune's fool. That made me laugh out loud. And
I
also
am.
Ralph Dibny inventing the miniverse was
Yes.
good for a chuckle.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the problem right now is that we need some whales back on the show again. Obviously, it'll take a few episodes. But that the show is getting too crowded again.
There's a lot of folks.
And I mean, it's a problem that the other shows don't quite have to the same degree. You know, like Arrow has a lot of characters, but they happily move them off for big stretches. Whereas Flash doesn't seem to want to, and I'm like, it just, sure, Ralph is fun, but we can afford to lose him. And I'd personally rather have a Wells than him. But it's also, what Wells do you bring back? Because we've gotten rid of, like, the two that everyone loves. So I don't know where they go with this, and that's, you know. It's going to be interesting.
I'm curious as well. Curious enough to
Maybe they'll
like,
bring in.
sorry, maybe they'll bring in.
Oh, no. You're curious to.
Oh, I'm just, I was saying, I'm curious enough to give this season a shot.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Knowing that the crossover is coming, and I don't think they're going to wait till December to bring in a Wells, but.
No.
Part of me wonders because now the crossover has like they've cast the Monitor, who again, if you know Crisis, is like a big thing for that, and that's weird. And it's called Elseworlds, which you know, sure. And there's a whole lot of question about what it's actually going to be. Part of me is like maybe we bring in the Supergirl universe Wells.
Oh.
And have him decide to stay. We always need a Wells, damn it.
Yeah, I know exactly. You can't really have the show without Tom Cavanaugh doing some shtick. Like it just like the Flash is not the Flash without him.
Right. Maybe they just do Ed. I don't know.
Yeah.
They just bring Ed back.
Oh, that
like in the show. We just that's it.
Yeah,
this is Ed
the actual
now.
Character of Ed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just really mess with people.
Yeah. And then bring in Matthew McConaughey from Ed TV.
There you go.
Just,
I like it.
And then have a show just called The Eds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, I would watch like a Council of Wells TV show.
Oh my God, would I ever.
Where like a bunch of Tom Cavanaughs just go around doing shit.
Oh, yeah, I would watch that. It's true. Oh, my.
So also, Black Lightning came back. I know you didn't watch that.
I haven't watched Black Lightning yet. That's on my list of shows to finish up. I've got I think I have not watched the finale from last season, so I want to watch that first.
Okay.
Before
I mean, it's still just as strong as the first season.
Oh, I figured as much, right? Yeah.
The interesting thing for me is they started. They did at least in this episode. I wonder if they'll keep it up. Something that no other CW show does, which is a title card with the episode name. And like a bit of animation for the title card, and then they have like, I actually forget now because it's been a days since I've watched it. If it was like title card and then the opening title card and music, or if it was the other way around, but either way, like they have a title card now, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But just I was just like that's new and different. Why? Okay. But no, the show is still up to its own standards, which is great because it's a fabulous show.
Yeah, it really is. That's.
I don't know what else to really say about it right now, except just they're playing by the same playbook. They have the same level of quality. You know, everything is kind of terrible in exactly the right way.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, when I'm caught up, we can sort of do a more in-depth look at Black Lightning.
Of course.
Yeah.
What else came back? Before we get to the other thing that I know we both watched, also just Supernatural came back for its 14th goddamn season.
My God.
And I don't know if you did you watch last season?
No.
Okay. So at the because you know how like every season of Supernatural, one of the two Winchesters has to be essentially taken off the table or fucked up or something?
Yes.
So last season it was the other universe version of Michael comes over and Dean lets him possess him in order to deal with Lucifer.
Oh, right.
So now the season setup is like Michael's, you know, crazy and evil, but he's possessing Dean.
Oh, wow.
And so while Sam is doing everything else, he's also obsessed about finding Dean.
Huh.
And it's fun. I mean, it's a season of Supernatural, right? Like, it's going to do what Supernatural does.
Yes.
I don't think there's a surprise in there, you know?
No. Oh, my God. Yeah, I have to, it's just one of those... Supernatural is one of those shows that I binge on, season at a time. And then,
yeah, it works really good that way, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Because the really rough spots smooth out if you watch enough of it at once.
Exactly.
I mean, I told you, like, that's how actually because I started watching the show because I got this great deal. A bunch of people, including you, told me to watch it. And, like, the first five seasons are great, and I found this amazing deal on Blu-rays for the first eight seasons.
Oh.
That, like, cost as much as buying, like, just season one type of thing.
That is a good deal. Okay.
Well, because what happens is every year they do, or just about every year they used to do, a box set. But then the next season comes out, so right before the next season comes out and they have a new box set, they try to offload all the old ones really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I happened to catch it at that moment. I was like, okay, fine. And, you know, the first five seasons are great, and they build to this thing, and then season six through, like, 10 just get worse and worse and worse. And I think it was the fact that I was able to really quickly binge 6 through 8 is what kept me going long enough to just be like, I'll keep watching for a while longer. Because I know that, like, during seasons, like, 9 and 10, I was tend to be like, I'm done. I'm just done. The show is not getting better. But then it did.
Yes.
And the last few seasons have been delightful.
It's weird, isn't it? It's Like I've never seen a show like rebound like that.
Well, they changed showrunners again, which I think
Oh,
is a lot of it.
okay.
Like they changed, you know, because Eric,
Kripke.
What's his face? Who? Thank you, Kripke. Left after five.
Right, and I think
and they had somebody in there for like six.
I think
like
Sarah,
I think six to like 9 or 10.
I think was it Sarah Gamble who took over from Eric Kripke?
Yeah, and she did a fine job, but they also lost Ben Edlund as a writer after season six.
Yeah.
And I think his voice was so important to the show.
Yeah, it's true.
And so they spent a few years kind of lost and not sure what to do with the show now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it took a few years for them to realize, like, A, we need to bring this back to what it was. Like, just have fun with it and dig in.
Yeah.
And just go a little nuts, but not be as lost in everything as we were.
Mm-hmm.
And just take weird risk. And I think she also was just like, you know what, 5 years of running this madhouse, I'm done. And so I think that combination ended up working really well for the show, you know, accidentally.
Right.
Like, nothing against her as a showrunner.
No.
You know, she steered that ship as best she could, and I think she did a good job. Just no one in the room knew what the show should be, and it took them a while to figure it out.
Yeah, I think you're right. And admittedly, it was very tough to come back from season five, which...
Well, yeah, I mean, good lord, when the person who started your show had a 5-year season, a 5-year arc, and it's done.
Yeah.
And you lose him as a showrunner, it's like suddenly it's just like, oh, okay, well now what? Like,
do they go to Europe, etc. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, they had some fun with it again, like until Edlund left. You know, they did the great French Mistake episode.
Oh my
with
God.
Edlund.
Yes.
Which made fun of the fact that Kripke had left.
Don't they kill literally kill
yes.
Kripke? Yes. Which...
Yes, they do. They kill a lot of people in that episode.
This is true.
I wonder if they were fighting over, like, I want to get killed. You know, just... That sounds like fun.
Well, I got a kick out of the fact that the person like who was Eric Kripke in the show wasn't... That was not Eric Kripke. That was an actor. Which... I just thought there was a. I always wondered why Eric Kripke didn't come in for that, but who knows? Maybe he was like, I can't act.
Also, just speaking of Kripke, randomly, if you didn't remember, in December, its production is starting this month. There's going to be that 2-part Timeless finale.
Right. Oh, yay.
It's like a 2-hour event. I don't know if it'll be like one night or two, but it'll be sometime in December when everything else is off, is my guess.
Oh, that'll be a joy.
I also do appreciate that the name for the fans on Timeless was finally settled sometime in season two. Because, you know, like, all the fan groups, like, end up with their own little name for that, you know, like, Whovians or whatever.
Right.
And for Timeless, they're Clock Blockers.
Oh, God. How did they settle on that one?
I don't even want to know.
That's fantastic.
But anyway, also, Riverdale came back. And...
What the fuck, show?
Oh, I love that stupid show so much.
I know, and it's like, well, Alan and I were watching it, and we're like, everybody basically spent the off season working on their bodies, and now everybody is going to be shirtless as much
right.
as possible. And I was just like, I think I'm watching like some strange softcore gay porn, maybe.
Hey, you know they play into the male gaze as much as the female. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
They know what their strength is.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not, you know, necessarily plotting.
No, it is not. But I just the whole thing was just, you know, I'm just watching it, and they're like, you know, when they're launching like a stealth mission into ghoulie territory to get hot dog back. I'm like, Because I'd sort of forgotten that Hot Dog was an actual dog. Because I was like, oh, they're. Oh my God, one of the gang's been kidnapped. And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's their dog. That's from the car.
Right.
What the hell? I was like, wow, this just got even sillier than I thought it could get.
I loved how every time Jughead was talking about the serpents doing anything, it turned into this weird, like, cop show.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, you know, it's a stealth mission. We have to go at night. Keep watch. And he's like, what the hell do you think you're doing?
I know. And then seeing Lily Reinhart deliver the lines, Serpent Queen is a warrior queen with a total straight face. I'm like, how did you do that? How in the world did you deliver those lines?
Oh, God. And also, like, the entire trial, it makes no sense.
You noticed it, did you?
I mean, it's a TV trial, so I'm not, you know, expecting much sense, but it somehow made less sense than it should have, than it possibly could have.
Yes.
You know, straight up to, like, Archie's whole, like, instead of going for a second, like, there's a mistrial, instead of doing that, I'll just say I'm guilty. It's like, why?
Because of everything that's happened. Because of everything that's happened, Adam.
Although I do appreciate that when the show's like, this is why we say that, you know, even if we don't have all the proof, that we say that's obviously Archie. You know, because he's this violent guy, he's done all this stuff. I'm like, oh God, he has, hasn't he? Like,
I know.
Holy shit, lock this kid up! Like, I'm rooting for you now! It's...
Yeah, as soon as she like as soon as a lawyer summarized like the last two seasons, I was like, "Yikes, this guy's a sicko." Oh, I love that. Yeah, I thought to myself, they must have been chuckling in the writers' room as they wrote that out.
Right, because even the defense of him when it was like, you know, well, but he cares about others, and it's like, and they show him like sitting down this hallway with a shotgun, and it was like that wasn't really caring about others; that was dealing with his own PTSD. Like, it's not. Also, the wrong way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was what they were saying, and what they were showing was just making it worse.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Archie Andrews isn't just a sensitive musician. I'm like, yeah, he sucks. I just can't get over just like how badly the character of Archie Andrews kind of sucks, and it's and they're really kind of leaning into it in that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that's a joy. And Cheryl with her arrows that's
oh Jesus. Also, it's a stealth mission, Cheryl. Why are you wearing your bright red leather jacket?
Yeah, well, yeah. Why not? none of
it's Cheryl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then the whole like shift to this weird like 60s beach party pool thing.
Yeah, I was like
in like the middle of the episode.
Yeah, I actually really like there's actually a scene like, well there are two sort of like water based scenes. There's the one.
Yeah.
There's Cheryl's sort of pool party, and later on the kids go swimming. But there's even like a shot of like sort of a wide shot, and there's a couple of kids in the background dancing like it's like the groovy mod 60s, and
right.
Like, wow, this is kind of awesome.
Yeah, it just, it's like, there's something about Riverdale that, like, I don't know, most shows, I feel like, if they were this scattered, if they were this, like, completely, we're just doing whatever we feel like from moment to moment, and the hell with all of you,
mm-hmm.
I would just be so against it.
Yeah.
But somehow Riverdale makes it work, if only because you get the sense that the writers are in on the joke, possibly.
Nope.
You know, like, they know. They know this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Indeed. What do you think of the introduction of the supernatural?
I don't think it's going to be supernatural.
Because,
again, we have Sabrina. And yeah, they're not supposed to cross over, and they're supposed to be separate. And I feel like, you know, like, Betty is because she's coming off of her attic, like, they're going to play into that, so it's a hallucination, mm. But she's going to be convinced it's supernatural. And obviously okay. The whole farm thing ties into the whole other, like, you know, fake magic thing.
Right.
And it's just gonna be like this, like deadly cult, but maybe they're supernatural. But you know, at the end they'll rip off like the mask of the guy who runs the old rundown arcade in town or something.
Exactly.
And like Hot
So
Dog will just be
it'll
like,
turn,
row, row! You
be
know,
Scooby-Doo time.
Right.
Because I was like, thinking, so are they gonna? Because I wondered about that. Like, are they gonna do this, or are they going to sort of leave this to Sabrina and, you know, reveal that it's not? Although I do love the way they're leaning into this part as well. That was, and the cult stuff. Machen Amick's like her
Oh
delivering
God.
the lines about the cult. I'm like, I love this so
Yeah.
much.
No, I really it was funny 'cause like I didn't until Betty fainted, like the way she fainted and the way the camera tracked it made me go, "Oh God, they're doing Scooby-Doo." It was just such a weirdly Scooby-Doo shot.
Oh yeah. That's kind of what I thought.
That I really do deeply feel like that they were breaking the season, and you know, last season they started breaking it, and they watched the Supernatural Scooby-Doo episode, and they're like, you know, guys,
We can do this.
yeah, like what if? Just hear me out.
What if they have to spend a night at a haunted mansion? That's
Well, it was like the that whole like abandoned house they met at. The serpents all met at, which now that like
Yeah.
everyone in the show is a serpent, it's a little strange.
It is there's well it's like actually I was thinking it was like in The Flash when everybody now seems to have powers. It's sort of
Right.
like but the Riverdale version is everybody is now a serpent.
Yeah, I guess it is, because like there
Everybody
is
is
that
now
standard like
joined
powers
again.
creep on any show.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about a lot. You know, like even on Arrow, where it's like everyone eventually joins up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and Flash, obviously, everyone gets powers and all this. And yeah, Riverdale, I think you're right. Everyone becomes a serpent at some point. I can't wait, because, like, that just does mean that, like, at some point, Hiram Lodge becomes a serpent.
At some point. Oh my God,
Like,
then it's
because
going
in
to
order to
become
deal
like
with, like, a bigger evil.
right. He has to join
Yeah.
the serpents, but then it becomes a struggle for power within the serpents because he's going to
Right.
naturally assume that he should lead it, and then it's going to bring him and Jughead into con oh, this is I'm there for that.
I am a little interested that they haven't really messed with, they haven't really played with the relationships much, which is fine. I mean, you know, the less melodramatic relationship drama the show wants to do, probably the better.
Yeah.
But given that it's like that's the staple concept of Archie Comics, right?
Yeah.
And so the fact that they're not doing it is fascinating to me. Because we've gone like a whole season now. With like only one little blip of like maybe drama, no, never mind.
Yeah, they it is odd that they wouldn't go to the like dip from that well more often, considering. Yeah, considering what you've said, and considering like
Right.
the melodramatic potential of that sort of mucking around with
But I
the
mean,
relationship.
this lets them play with the crime potential, which, you know, Archie didn't used to have.
Yeah, exactly. But oh, what fun, I say. Oh, what fun.
I can only hope we get another funeral with the cheerleaders.
Yeah, yep. We can only hope. I
Yes,
mean,
seriously.
although to be honest, I had trouble focusing because in my mind I'm just mentally preparing for another season of Iron Fist.
Which you do not have to prepare for.
Yahoo! Actually, I'll be honest, I'm a little disappointed that there's not going to be a season three because I know what would happen if they had a season three. It would be the same sort of like, okay, there's all this cool stuff being set up. Oh, it's not going to happen. So
Well, but here's the thing is I think that they're gonna instead give us either a hero like they're talking about doing Luke Cage season three.
Right.
And I feel like they're either going to announce it's Heroes for Hire or they're also going to add a Daughters of the Dragon show.
That I would
And
love to
just
see
leave
that.
Danny out of it.
That would be delightful. I would be down with that.
But I feel like if they did season three and they wanted to keep Colleen that way, they couldn't really call it Iron Fist because everyone, you know what I mean? Everyone just be waiting for Danny to come back.
Mm, yeah, fair enough.
But if we've just moved it across, then this is how you do it. You're going to have to get rid of that expectation.
Mm, yeah.
And who knows, you know, but it'd be nice. Just hoping that they're making a smart choice.
Right.
Or they could just be winding down. Like, you know, Daredevil Season 3 is happening. Luke Cage Season 3 might happen.
Yeah, and I mean,
I think Jessica Jones Season 3 is happening.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be happening.
They're not doing a Defenders second season, apparently.
Thank God.
I mean, not official, but...
Right, and Daredevil Season 3, I think it's out right now, running around Netflix.
I thought it was next week.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right. So I've been.
I just
feel
like I would have seen way more nattering about it had it happened.
Okay. Yeah, I've been. My Netflix experience for the last couple of days has been exclusively watching The Haunting of Hill House, which is really, really good. Just well worth the watch.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know on Amazon Prime, what's that?
Yeah, on Amazon Prime, go for it.
Yeah, on Amazon Prime, the Romanoffs has started. I haven't dipped into it yet, but I think they've basically given Matthew Weiner a blank check to tell stories based around, like, you know, people who are or maybe think they are the heirs to the Romanoffs, and I'm a little bit, I'm not quite sure I'm wanting to see it, frankly, but I will give the first episode a shot.
Yeah, I think it's like an anthology thing, so it's one of those, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, yeah, Daredevil Season 3 is the 19th.
Oh, okay, so we've got a little ways to go. Also, on the DC streaming site, Titans.
Yes, I don't know if you do in Canada. I know that in the U.S. it's locked, like Discovery is. It is locked to DC streaming app. You know, Discovery's locked CBS. But I know that outside of the U.S., people are getting it on Netflix.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently so. So I have seen Titans.
Ah, yeah, I have not. How is it?
It is not great. I have seen worse shows.
Hear it gets better.
Yeah, and it's the pilot is directed by Brad Anderson. I mean he's kind of a go-to guy for, like, delivering the kind of product you need. Like, he directed a lot of the sort of better episodes of Fringe, for example. So he's very good at putting together this kind of show. I think the part of the problem with it right now, it's the first episode got moments which were just really violent, like sort of Watchmen fight scene violent, for no particular purpose other than to go, ooh, look, aren't we edgy? Which, you know, whatever. One interesting scene, Starfire, who has amnesia. She's got an accident. She doesn't remember who she is.
Okay.
And she's sort of wandering around Austria. And anyway, she sort of tries to track something down and runs into these gangsters, one of whom she's had a relationship with. And she tries to shoot her, and she sort of reacts and just big burst of fire. As you do. And of course, so these three sort of thugs are now carbonized, and she kind of pokes one of them and giggles. It's like, oh, you don't care that you killed three people. You're just kind of crazy that way, aren't you, Starfire? So there's trying to bake some immorality into the whole premise. They shoot Sherilyn Fenn in the head for no particular reason. I don't know.
Sure.
I was thinking maybe it won't be just pointlessly violent to, like, show off just how cool they can be, but they kind
of. But of
did
course
that.
It is.
Yeah. But despite the violence, some of the action scenes were well done, better done than I thought they would be. The scene of Dick Grayson basically beating the living hell out of like a group of criminals was kind of amusing. Just because like it was just nicely staged, and like the sheer violence of it was a little bit of a shock. I thought they did some good casting with the person they got for Robin, for Dick Grayson, because because they actually kind of got somebody who's an adult but still kind of looks like a 14-year-old boy. And it's kind of the look you want for Dick Grayson. Somebody who looks like an adult but looks like a child at the same time. And the character, the Raven's character, Rachel Roth, as she is in the show, they kind of bungle some of her moments that could have been, I think, a lot better, partly because they just rush them. They've got a lot of sort of setup to get through, so they just rush.
Right, and I hear that the show gets, like, from people who've seen a few episodes, the show actually does get better.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't know. I'm torn whether or not I want to subscribe to this thing. Like, I'm kind of waiting, because I know Young Justice is showing up in, like, January, but they're only doing half the season, and the other half will be in the summer.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of annoys me. And the Doom Patrol show looks really fun. I mean, Brendan Fraser voicing Robot Man.
Yeah, that
Timothy
does look
Dalton
fun.
Is Chief.
Yep.
Like, I want to see that. But I don't think that's showing up till 2019 either.
Oh, my. Okay.
So I'm kind of feeling like I might just wait till, like, Young Justice starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then give it and get a subscription. And then I'll have a bunch of Titans episodes to watch in between, you know, watching Young Justice. And hopefully then there'll be Doom Patrol and so on and so forth. There's a lot of stuff on the original show so far. Like, even though I don't like Harlequin stories very much.
Oh, okay.
Never been a big fan of the character.
Fair enough.
I mean, Sam Humphrey's run on the comics right now is delightful.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just a lot of it where it doesn't work for me. Like, there's just, I'll say, I don't know.
Sure.
But the trailer for the little animated Harley Quinn series actually made me laugh really hard.
It was highly amusing. I thought, and Kaley Cuoco is voicing Harley Quinn. I was surprised at how amusing she was as that. As
right. Well, they also had, you know, a second with Batman, and it was Diedrich Bader who did Brave and the Bold. So,
yay. Okay.
I cannot imagine that's going to be the same character.
Yeah, but. But.
But I can hope.
You can hope. We can all hope.
But yeah, so I feel like I'm going to wait a couple months for that.
Sure.
Just to accrue some more stuff before I make my decision.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I have a feeling that I'll probably subscribe for at least a year just to watch Young Justice.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, that's my reason for getting
and, you know, at least the start of, like, Doom Patrol. Like, and based on those two, it'll get me. My problem is I don't want to subscribe to all these fucking services. Like, I still don't see Discovery because I don't want to pay for just Discovery. Although, when they get the Twilight Zone show and maybe the old Picard show, I'm like, okay, well, now I'm getting tempted. But it is, like, it's death of a thousand cuts, right?
Exactly, yeah. Well, and everybody wants a piece, and they're all trying different ways to get at you.
Yeah.
But CBS, their stream, they also have some really good shows. Like The Good Fight is a really, really good drama. I cannot recommend that highly enough. It's not something we talk about on our podcast, but it's a great piece of work. And Christine Baranski and crew are fantastic. But anyway, yeah. I find it gets a little tiresome.
Yeah.
Not the show, but I mean all the streaming services are popping up these days.
Yeah, no, because I know, like, Marvel's going to have their own, and I have initially no interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to start doing original shows there, and if they do some of the stuff they've talked about, I'm like, oh, but I want that too. And it's like the Netflix Hulu thing. Like, I went for Netflix, and I don't do Hulu. Like, those shows I just don't watch.
Fair enough.
Because, again, you can't spend, like, I don't want to spend, like, you know, like $200 a month.
Yeah.
To watch like six shows, it's just not.
It's not
a sound investment.
It's weirdly enough, it's starting to feel like the days of like cable packages where you just got a bunch of channels you didn't watch, and you paid a lot of money for it. And
that is their hope.
Yeah.
I mean, that realistically is what they are hoping happens.
Yeah. And
so
I feel like one day there'll be sort of like a correction, and a lot of these things will collapse. But you know, by that time we'll all be underwater. So.
Well, I mean, I think it's also just like eventually, you know, enough of these terrible things will all buy each other.
Yes.
That we'll have the correction that way, if nothing else.
Yeah, like one day, like Disney, Marvel, Hulu, Trader Joe's will buy Trader Joe's, Disney, Hulu, Marvel, and it'll get really confusing. Yeah.
And it's terrible, and I don't want to live in that future, but also, it's going to be the only way that we get to watch anything.
Yeah.
So, oh well.
Oh well, indeed.
Yeah. So also, let's see, this week, I think everything else comes back. Well, almost everything else comes back. There's more Doctor Who this week, you know,
yay.
Supergirl on Sunday as well.
Oh my god, right.
Arrow comes back.
Yep. And I'm gonna give that another shot as well.
I am curious about the season. And I forget, I think like Legends comes back the next week?
Hmm. No, I'm all in on Legends, as always.
Right. Well, I believe it's that CW is releasing the, because they did that CW Seed thing.
Right.
And so, like, against Arrow, which is on Mondays now, Legends will be on Monday, but it'll be next week, and this week they're airing that CW Seed thing as one episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're doing that just for, like, people who don't know Constantine at all, and maybe missed the last season where he was only in it for a few, here's a little primer on Constantine.
Right.
So they're going to air the little Constantine animated thing this week, and then next week, because again, Legends is also a shorter show.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, probably won't be on during the week of the crossover because it's not part of it. So they can make up the time. Is at least my guess for how that's going to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, everything is coming back, whether we like it or not.
Whether we like it or not. Yep, no, this is it's the whole start of a brave new season of television. Yay.
Yay.
Boom, boom.
One we will catch up with. I mean, we're coming close to the hour mark. I'm saying we should probably call it a little early.
Sure.
I feel like we're both a little flaky today.
I'm also a little bit hungover.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Because I was, I was going to tell you, I went out last night.
Oh yeah, hit me.
We went out. Alan and I went to see a film. We have the library, the downtown library, as a film theater here. And you know, I don't go as much as I used to. The films they get these days don't grab me as much. But last night, they had a film called The Heat, Kitchen Revolution, and it was about women chefs, and it was a really good documentary about a series of women chefs in states, Chicago, New York, also a couple in Toronto, a couple in France, and so on. And the thing was, we bought tickets and they were $20 a pop, and afterwards we had an event, like this catered sort of like after show thing, with catered by some of the women chefs in the city, in our city. So I'm like, oh, that sounds great. And I thought maybe they'll have some of them talk, maybe there'll be some sort of extra something afterward. But what happened was that they'd only catered enough so everybody could have only one of each item.
Huh.
So I hope you're following. So you got one sort of puff, you got one sort of this, you got one of that. And they were supposed to have somebody there at the table saying you can only have one of each, but that person called in sick. So we were at the end of the line pretty much. So I got there for the last tiny salmon puff pastry. And was like, I paid $40 so we could split a puff pastry. And it was like, and there was
Yeah.
no, and that was it. There was no, like, there was some dessert, so there's some cookies and donuts. But that was, there was no, and there was no follow-up either. There was no sort of talk. There was no nothing. And I was like,
Huh.
this
That's a little
event,
strange.
yeah, this event was not thought through
No.
at all.
It does
Anyway,
not sound like it.
no. So yeah, so that was last night. So then we went out later on, and I end up sort of running into somebody, and we just sort of chatted until like 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, one of those long nights. Anyway, so but I'm here, I'm alive. I watched The Flash this morning. It was great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Accidentally kick a cat in the face.
That's, I guess
He's just circling my chair. When he does this for attention, he'll just circle my chair
Yep.
because he'd like me to reach down and pet him. And I just went to go cross my legs just as he was walking by. It was
And
just like,
whoop. Yeah.
wasn't very hard or nothing. It was just something like, oh, that's your face. I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. I had to spray one of the cats in the face today. Just, yeah. Just got up and was eating the remains of a plant. So,
Gotcha.
bring out the sprayer.
Well,
All right.
we will cue some music.
Yoo-hoo.
Woo!
Kyu-kyu.